from the heart of New York City.
He is the human suplex machine.
This is the Taz Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking wrestling, sports, and beyond.
It's the Black Tower Maniac coming out of Brooklyn. A one-man crime spree. He gonna leave you shook. Try to beat him if you can and survive if he lets you. Human suplex and he coming for you too. Better watch out. The guy your mother warned you about. And he's got one question I'll inform you about. Like,
you're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
Award-winning host and former world heavyweight champion, Taz.
All right. Yo. What up? Special jobber edition. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. It's a fantasy draft gimmick. Part one, I guess we'll say, where we will go over the top current wrestlers. We're going to go 10 through 6 in this episode. And then on Thursday, we will drop 5 through 1 in part deuce. Uno, dos. And normally we have the Mike Tenay, along with myself. Well, back in the day it was myself, Mike Tenay, and the KFJ, Seth. And then it became Mike Tenay, myself, and the captain. Now we obviously have the captain's going to give his top guys, and he'll be in this game here. And we have a special situation here where we have Seth, the KFJ. Seth, welcome back to the Taz Show, my friend.
Oh, my God.
This is huge.
Just when I thought I was out. You pulled me back in.
Got you back in, bro. We got you.
I'm a little nervous having my back to the captain.
I know. The captain's
I gotta
here.
Tell you.
There's a lot of concern in the building today.
Hello, Nyman.
Captain.
You guys are going to be gentlemen. I know that. If I had to break up a fight between you two, and imagine I had to break up the fight, and then I hurt myself breaking. My credibility would just go out the window. No offense to you guys. How you been, Seth?
I feel like $100. I'm great.
You're doing a lot. You're a big fancy. You're a big shot now here.
Yeah,
at the company.
Big shot. I got 9 kids. I'm taking care of.
I know how you could get like you have like 12, 13 kids now. Jesus.
Last count, yeah, something like that.
It's unbelievable.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, you really made something of yourself.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of you. It seems like your wardrobe really picked up too.
Oh yeah,
Captain.
I'm wearing my girl's shirt.
Well, no. You wear all the free stuff you got from the Taz Show. That's what he does. That's his gimmick.
That's the way to go.
That's his deal. That's his gimmick. He's always been like that.
Hey, me and Captain agree on something.
Yes, I could see you two getting along.
You know, with all the problems going around the world today, it's nice to have some. You know,
it actually
bridge
you know
the gap.
What? That's
you know?
A good point. That you two can kind of mend the world. The captain is a, he's also a multilingual man. He speaks to Spanish, he speaks to Greek.
Wow.
He's very intelligent. He had a 90 average in high school. My audience knows that. It's a big deal.
In high school?
In high school.
Yeah, Taz brings it up every show.
That's impressive.
I actually do bring it up. No, because we did this thing where he made like this big deal how intelligent he is. You know, I had a 90 average in high school, and then he corrected.
Now you asked me, and then you're like, oh, you think you're smart. What was your average in high school?
I was like, what was your SAT scores? I went to the whole thing.
He went to college, you know. You could ask for like a GPA or something.
That was a blur.
Oh. Him and all these other guys.
You blow that one off, yeah.
We got invaded by the Seton Hall Pirates here. You know, they all went to Seton Hall. That really put out a lot of real smart guys. But anyway, so in this episode, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're gonna rank the top 10 wrestlers as we see it as individuals. Now, for those that are new to Fantasy Draft Edition, I know we have a lot of, you know, new listeners and viewers on the Taz Show. So for those that aren't familiar with the way this works, I'll break it down for you real simple. Now, Seth here and myself, we've been from day one on the Fantasy Draft Editions, where Mike Tenay, the professor, was always on every single one. Now, the professor is not here today, conflict with schedules and all this jazz, so apologize for that. But I think Seth, the captain, myself, will handle the duties. It'll be pretty good. So the rules are simple. There are no rules. I list my 10. Captain lists his 10. Seth lists his 10. We do not share the list with each other. So, top 10 current wrestlers. Tag teams are not eligible. Hope you guys know that. Females are. If you want to have any females on it, that's fine. Men and women. So it don't matter what company, TNA, WWE, I almost said ECW, Ring of Honor, Japan, whatever you want, you put in there. Now, so a lot of you people that are listening or watching, you might get pissed off that your favorite wrestler's not on the list. You might say, Taz, you suck. Why does your show suck so much? You don't have my friend Jimmy Durocki on there. He's a great wrestler. you know,
that's my number eight. Yeah, it's a spoiler.
No. Give it away.
Damn it.
Spoiler alert.
But you know, Seth, you've been a part of a lot of these, and people get pissed on the Twitter, right or wrong.
They do. I'm just a little nervous that Mike Tenay's not on, because now the show's going to be like 10 minutes long.
Will you stop? Yeah, Mike's a little long-winded. Mike would plug his podcast at will, at nonstop. But, all right, so look, we're going to start at 10. Now, the order. This might take a while.
Uh-oh.
I'm obviously the star here, and that's not saying much, looking around the room.
Congratulations.
I mean that in a good way. So congratulations. That was funny. So, I guess, I mean, Captain, what do you think? Who should go first? Who should go last? Come on.
Is Seth sort of the guest this time around?
You can see he's pissed.
Why is Seth here?
Hey, Captain is mad.
Don't look at me. Talk to him. He's the one who asked me to come on.
Stop it. Let's do the show. So look it. I'll ask you again, Captain. Why are you asking a question? I asked you a question.
I was going to say, let's have Seth go first, since he's sort of the guest now.
But Seth has been part of the original Hump Day promos.
Yeah, but
these are not Hump Day promos. He's a fancy dress, but he also knows about that. So, I mean, he's an original. He's the OG.
Well, then he should go first, because he's the OG.
All right. Maybe you cool with going first?
That's fine. I have a list.
So, Seth goes first, then the captain. I obviously got to go last. I'm the star. Right? So we know this, though. Right? Yes? No? I think so. Who's better than me, Cap? Nobody.
Hey, do you know Taz, by the way?
Nobody's better than me, so I'm the best. So you understand.
Sorry, my publicist is calling. I got to go.
She's pulling me away, bro. You know the bit. So I don't know if Tiki Barber knows how much he's part of the Taz show, to be honest with you. That was Tiki.
Yeah,
that was Tiki.
I thought that was Tierney.
No, that was Tiki. Tierney. They're both cool guys, both those guys.
Hey, do you know Taz, by the way?
I'm sorry, guys. She's counting me down.
Gotcha.
5, 4, 3. We got to go.
Oh, my God.
It's like Mission Impossible.
I just want to do a show. So, okay. All right, so this is hard now. I was talking to Captain before we did a live show earlier. Seth, you weren't here, and here's the deal. I was saying, man, telling you, we always do fancy drafts. It's always 10. And I know Captain, he had a problem. It would be better if it was 15. I know I wish it was 15. I'm assuming you too.
No, I'm happy with 10.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, see, that's the problem. Captain. See what you're dealing with here? So, why is this? So, yeah. So, I think that I was, like, struggling here because I have people that are not on my list, and I'm pissed about it.
Honorable mention, man.
I know. That's the go-to. That's the gimmick schnabitz. I know that. But, all right, look, let's get rolling.
All right.
So we have our Fancy Dan open.
Uh-oh. Yes, you see this? We will.
No.
No, we got it.
And now, the Taz Show presents the Fantasy Draft Edition. Top 10 current wrestlers.
The open was so cool. All right, so anyway. So, all right, look. 10.
Fantasy Draft Edition.
Fantasy Draft Edition. 10. Seth, do it. Who's your number 10?
My number 10, I think, you know, and I went by top 10 this year, correct?
Right.
2016.
Yes. Yes.
I think I started with a female. It's my only female on the list. That's a spoiler alert. Mm. I started with Charlotte at number 10. I'm just impressed with how she's developed her character. I got to meet her briefly, and she's really nice and shy and everything, and now she has this villainous character.
Yes.
She's over the top. And I think she's really buying into it. I think she's really working hard at it. And her work in the ring has always been great. And I really like where she's going with that. And I think it's great for that division.
Listen, man. No flag on that. I actually... I don't have Charlotte on my list. Okay, decide. I was going to put her at 10. I didn't. I was close. I would have to say she's kind of an honorable mention for me as far as females. I mean... She's definitely at the top of the heap in the business. There's no doubt about it. Her athleticism, her size, her legacy, obviously, with her dad and, you know, her genetics and all that jazz. I mean, hey, I think it's a great job right there at 10.
And she's stepped up since Rick has left the picture. I think she's even she feels more comfortable in her own shoes, and she's really taking the reins.
Dude, you know? I felt like Rick was with her a little too long. Captain and I talked about that on the show a lot, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I think Charlotte's better off kind of defining her own character. I mean, she can still show she's influenced by her dad,
right.
By her
sure.
father. I mean,
right, I agree. I even think they should change her music. The woo thing, there's some kind of a woo feel in it.
Yeah.
Get away from the whole woo thing. Just be you, you know? I mean, maybe that's her. I don't know. It works for her. She's doing well. as we do this show, she is the women's champion. Right, so
I feel like the more I see her, the more I don't even think about Rick. I just think about her as being herself.
That's good. That's the idea, and that's what I was saying. I felt like Rick stayed with her too long. Not Rick's fault. I felt like that's what I felt. Anyway, Captain, who is your number 10?
Number 10 might, I don't know, might surprise you a little. I'm going with Bray Wyatt.
Well, I'm not surprised. I know you're a big fan of Bray Wyatt. Please, maybe explain the way you're feeling on this.
I'd love to put Bray up higher. I feel like he's lost a lot of steam going into the year from what he had last year. He's also missed some time, no fault of his own, because of injuries. I still think, though, he's in the top 10 as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Bray Wyatt, I feel, is a guy that they're pushing. They've always been pushing, but I don't think they've pushed him to levels that they could. You know, when Seth Rollins injured his knee, you know, on the show, on the Taz show, I said, this is a guy that you could pole vault into that slot and make him world champion. They didn't. And I think Bray, his connectivity to the audience is gigantic. His look is awesome. He's inspired many jobbers in the world to grow giant beards. Excuse me. Giant, huge, dark beards.
I'm going to kick your ass!
He's definitely inspired that. So, no. No, Bray Wyatt's great. I'm a fan of him. He's another guy who's not on my list. But he's not on my list. You got him?
No. Just only we all love Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He's going to have a long, successful career, hopefully, if he stays injury-free. But that's the only reason why I didn't have him on, because he just didn't do a lot this year.
Correct. Yeah, no, I agree. And that's some of the guys, my deal, too, I didn't have on because of... you know, they didn't do a ton this year. Now, my number 10, I'm going to go with Jay Lethal from Ring of Honor. Jay is just a tremendous, he's been a cornerstone all year as champ and everything. Just his talking ability, his in-ring work. I'm a Ring of Honor fan. I just feel like Jay Lethal just gets it done. He's loaded with credibility. Had so much success in his career from TNA into Ring of Honor, the whole nine yards. So I'm going to go with Jay Lethal as my number 10. Does anybody have a problem with that in this room?
He's been carrying that company for a long time.
So we do a break in this show. Do we need to do a break?
I don't think we need to do a break in this show.
Listen, lose the attitude.
Whoa.
Never.
So
I'm really uncomfortable right now with this. I'm not happy being in the middle of this.
Yeah, this is great. This is really going awesome. This whole thing's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, my God. All right. So look, who's your number 9, Seth? Give it to me.
I got Lashley at number 9.
Hmm.
I feel like he brings a credibility. He's like a poor man's Brock Lesnar, and that's
Wait a minute, what the hell?
Will you stop?
A poor man's Brock Lesnar? Are you kidding me? What the hell? Yeah, dude, I'm a big fan of Lashley. He's a good friend of mine. How would you say that on my show?
I don't mean to insult him.
Oh, I'm sure he's not insulted.
What I mean, because he's not as well known as Brock, and that's what I'm saying, but he brings the same credibility Brock brings to the ring and to TNA, and TNA needs someone like that desperately, so they're lucky they have him. Come on, you're making something out of nothing. Get out of here.
I would never do that.
Never. Are you recording this? No, never.
But since you've become a corporate bigwig...
You can tell by my outfit.
Yeah,
right?
you have really just a mean-spirited man. A poor man's Brock Lesnar. Shame on you.
It's kind of I meant it as a compliment, but it sounds bad when you say it.
Yeah. Here's the thing, bro. Look, Lashley, you're right. He does bring credibility to their brand. They've lost. TNA has lost a lot of talent. Lashley's a guy who... Look, I talked about this recently. I had John Gaborik, the EVP from TNA, on the show, and... I talked to him about it. I really feel Lashley, his promo ability, he's upped his game. He's doing so much of a better job with his promos. I saw recently an in-ring promo with him and Eddie Edwards. That was phenomenal where they did the X Division title versus the world title. And I thought that, I'm like, wow, who is Lashley? This is a different guy. The way he's talking, his promos, his conviction. Big fan. Obviously, his physique and all the stiff stuff and his credibility as a wrestler and a fighter and Bellator and MMA guy. Now... To your point about the poor man's Brock Lesnar, that's why I disagree, because if you take Brock, I think a fantasy match, a shoot fight, an MMA bout, Lashley versus Lesnar.
We'd love to see that.
Oh, my God. I don't care if it's Bellator, UFC, in the street. That would be a tremendous, amazing contest.
Right here at CBS.
I would love that. Actually, you, Captain, fighting Seth would be similar but different to that.
Oh, yeah.
No!
So
totally.
It could be, kind of, almost, maybe.
What do you mean no?
I don't know.
I think I'd have to pay for that, you know, and I'm pretty cheap.
But. Really? I actually didn't know you're cheap. Okay, Seth, I have a question.
Okay.
Who is your favorite MMA fighter, would you say?
Of all time?
No, of the past, like, year.
I'm a big fan of DC.
Oh, you like, what's his name?
Cormier, I do.
What are you, nuts?
That's your guy?
I know he didn't look so... the Silva fight wasn't so great, I know. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's your guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you are sometimes a part of a show with the guy Paulie, right? The boxer.
Well, the boxer, yes.
You guys do the show, right?
I used to feel good all the time.
You imagine.
Paulie
and you guys drink beer and you have fun.
Paulie doesn't drink.
I know. His friend drinks.
Yes.
Okay, Petey, right?
Pete, yes.
Yeah, I know. I know what's going on.
All right.
I know what's going on. Okay, so let me ask you a question,
please.
So what's your role? So you kind of like hacked my idea when you go on Paulie's show.
I hacked your idea.
You kind of hacked me. Yeah.
How'd I hack you?
What do you do on Paulie's show?
I'm the producer.
And what else do? You talk on the show?
I'm on air producer. Yes.
And what do you guys talk about?
Boxing.
No one cares.
Okay. Look,
great.
So who's at number 9 now?
That was great, man.
Who's at 9? 999.
Do you mean that means no in German?
I know. He knows German too.
You know German too?
9.
Just the dirty words. No. Just
who
9.
Goes?
Captain, you slut.
You
Lashley was my number 9.
Damn it, my brain. You're up, Cap.
Number 9, I got Adam Cole.
Nice.
I think he's incredible. Him joining the Bullet Club, amazing. He's had a great year so far. I'm putting Adam Cole in at number 9.
I like that. Yeah, he's now he's out, right? He's not with them anymore, right? Didn't we talk about this? I could have sworn that he's... You might want to GTS that. That's what we did, GTA. Isn't he gone? No, dude. I think he might be done with them. I could have sworn there was something about him leaving. And we talked about it. And I talked about it. You just sit there and do nothing.
Yes, Taz.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Isn't he? Well, take your time. No rush. Take your time, Cap. We'll wait. I got my yogurt.
As of a week ago, it says here he's still there.
No. You sure about that?
As of a week ago, I'm reading the headline here. Adam Cole talks of success of the Bullet Club.
Captain with breaking news.
Dude, I could have sworn that.
Bullet Club member and former Ring of Honor World Champion Adam Cole.
Did you look up like rumors that Cole was leaving?
No.
Or am I just starting rumors?
Well, you're starting them, I
nice.
Guess.
And Adam's been on my show twice. I love Adam. All right. Well, my number 9 is going to shock you guys.
Uh-oh.
You guys ready? My number 9 is Seth Rollins. Now, is that a shocker? A little bit, right?
Yeah.
Seth Rollins, why?
Dude, why?
Why, Seth? Why? Why? Why, Taz? I haven't done that in a while. Look, Seth Rollins is a tremendous competitor. I'm a big fan of this guy. I was a fan when he was Tyler Black. I've been a fan his whole career. Honestly, Seth's point earlier, you know, it's what he's done in the year. The guy was out with an injury. That's number one. Number two, as we tape the show, you know, he's just kind of, Seth Rollins is kind of getting back in the groove. He's on TV a lot. He's doing a shtick.
Still hasn't looks like he hasn't lost a step.
He has not lost a step. I know that. He's a tremendous competitor. I totally agree. After having that knee injury and all that jazz, he just, for me, I know this is going to piss a lot of people off. Remember that one fantasy draft we did? You weren't here, Cap. We weren't in the company yet. A while back, Mike, Tanae, myself, and Seth, and neither of us had Randy Orton on the list. Remember that?
Right.
And people were pissed.
Yes.
Like on Twitter and everything. How could you guys? Well, he was like hurt most of the year.
Yep.
And we didn't have him on there. You know, Randy.
Also, when a guy's around for so long, you take him for granted a little bit because he's just delivered time and time again that consistency.
Well, it's funny you say that. It's kind of like me here at CBS. You know, so it's like.
Is that why I'm here? Now we're getting to why I'm really here. Okay, go ahead. Good. Now I'm going to be the punching bag for CBS.
It's just like, well, sometimes on the show I might mention, Cap, you know, every once a blue moon that the Lobby Love, there's no representation of the show.
Rarely.
Very rare.
You're very standoffish about it.
I was promised a big picture of myself. That never happened. I went on a photo shoot, my own time, but I digress. You know, I did all this stuff. I mean, you know, but you talk about people being taken for granted and the consistency of the talent. Is there anyone better than me here in this CBS world?
Oh, of course not.
There's not. You guys are begging. You're finding shows. I know you guys are in these meetings, Seth.
Meetings.
And I know.
Yes.
And you're sitting in these meetings. You're going, the goal of the meeting, Captain, mark my words, the goal of the meeting is, who do we get to topple Taz? Who is better? That's the meeting. That's what it's about.
Usually, yeah.
The folders on the files themselves actually say F Taz.
That's the creative pitch in the meeting. Unbelievable. You guys will have to get me. It's okay. You're not going to stop me. All right, we're up to 8, right?
But you wouldn't want it any other way.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I wouldn't. But I know you're the leader of this.
Oh, yeah. I'm the leader of the pack.
I know the collusion.
Collusion.
You're driving the car. Driving that car to ruin Taz.
I got time for that in my brain.
I know that. I know you are. I know. All right, so what are we up to, 8?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my turn?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. Let me check out my list here.
No, take your time.
Okay.
No problem.
Number 10, number 9.
I eat my yogurt. This is going great. Mike, today, line 2. Oh, my God.
Well, Taz, you know. Like I'm just outside. Okay. I got Jay Lethal, number 8. You know,
wow.
He's been the face of that company for how long now? A couple of years. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and we're all just dying to see him in WWE. No offense to Ring of Honor, just to see what he could do on that big stage, because he's a great story, because you've followed his career his whole time.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He started from like just a little mid card guy in TNA, and now he's been running it. You know, he's been the main guy.
But to your point, like if he went to WWE, like him in NXT, could you not see him fitting in awesomely?
Oh,
there,
my God.
With the talent they have there. I'm telling you, he'd fit right in there. Forget about WWE. NXT, straight in NXT.
And he's just a great example of if you want something bad enough, you keep working hard. Like, you know, it took him a long time to get to that level, and he's owned it since he's been there.
I can tell you, like, about him personally, like, clean-cut guy, doesn't do no wrong stuff, like, all business, you know, not hanging out, getting, you know, smashed in the face and drinking like a producer of a streaming radio show.
But like the captain and myself, he is a Jersey guy, so that's, you know.
Well, Jersey. Well, the captain's not from Jersey.
No, I'm a Brooklyn guy.
Uh-oh.
He went to school in Jersey, at least.
I don't know, bro.
No, right, so he's one of yours then, no. Captain. Okay.
No,
so Jay's one of mine. Yeah. You get the captain, I get
you're
Jay Lethal.
From Jersey originally?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like you.
Yeah, duh.
Among you know the captain was from Jersey?
Oh, he went to school in Jersey.
Yeah, I went to school in Jersey.
You went with Crying Brian.
Huh?
They
I know.
To Seton Hall together.
All the Bryans.
Yeah, the other Brian too.
Yeah, and the other Brian.
Video Brian.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of Bryans here.
Yeah.
How about the Pilgrim? He didn't go there.
The Pilgrim, no.
No, right? No.
He went to Amish country, I think he went to school.
You going Pennsylvania?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
You're just making stuff up?
Yes.
That's
what I do. Oh, Pat. You know Pat? He went to Seton Hall. You know Pat?
Yeah.
Pat, he went to Seton Hall too? The little bald guy?
Yeah.
Pat went to Seton Hall too?
Pat went to Seton Hall.
What, you got an internship here? That's where we're going down. What the hell?
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
I digress. You can take that out of the podcast. No,
Sure.
Edit point.
We are up to yours truly. No, Captain.
No, Captain.
I know that.
And number 8, I got someone who I think is really being misused and has been for the last year or so, Kevin Owens.
You have him at 8.
Yeah, I think that Kevin Owens is capable of doing a lot more. I'd love to see him.
I don't think you are doing him justice at 8. I have him on my list. He's not at 8.
Yeah, I think I want to see much more of Kevin Owens.
I don't disagree.
And I don't think it's his fault.
I don't disagree with that either.
That's why I have him at 8, though.
Are you a Kevin Owens fan?
I'm a huge Kevin Owens fan.
I mean, I totally agree.
I think he's one of the best wrestlers in the company.
Who'd you have at 8?
I had Jay Lethal.
All right, so, yeah. So, I have to produce the show myself, because I have a history of not having good producers that work on this show.
Yeah, it's not like you're a control freak or anything.
What are you both laughing at? Captain's just like, ooh, that was a good one, Seth. Oh, you got him there.
No, Taz.
I don't have to be here tomorrow morning with him, that's why. I'm going to get my shots in, I'm going to run out of here as soon as the show's out. Lock myself in the office.
Hey, Captain, at 8, you had Owens, right?
Kevin Owens, yeah.
I'm trying to keep my copious notes. By the way, as we go on to my number 8, have you looked at the Taz Show rules lately, Seth? No? Maybe during...
I see it every day.
Yeah.
It falls on my head. Yeah, when I'm sitting back there. Yeah. I'm
aware of the rules. Yes.
Yes. That's the idea. Captain's trying to take you out.
It's a booby trap.
It's a blooby trap. All right, so number 8, Seth had Lethal, the captain had Kevin Owens, and I have, EC3. Yes, that's my number 8. I have the EC3. I feel like he is underratedly good. His promo work, his in-ring work got so much better. His physique is phenomenal. The guy's in amazing shape all the time. He is a guy that TNA for a long time has kind of galvanized as their hood ornament for the most part. And that's a lot of pressure. And he's scored touchdowns with that pressure. So,
well, you and I talked about him last time we did the draft at the end of 2015. And just, you know, I'd love to see him back in WWE sometime too. I just feel like he could be that real nasty heel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could use
another
one.
He knows how to get heat. How to get heat. But see, the thing, I don't ever see him leaving TNA, man. They love him there. He loves being there. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong.
AJ Styles is in WWE, so never say never, right?
But I saw the behind the scenes of that.
Okay.
That didn't surprise me, because AJ had, you know, there was a lot of...
It was time.
Not just the time. There was a lot of heat, business heat behind the scenes. And AJ was disgruntled a lot, and he was right to be disgruntled.
Would you compare? Would you compare it to like Dwayne Wade? Like the, you know, that he kind of messed around with him or signed other guys.
Yeah, I
so
would.
He's like, I'm out. I'm going to
absolutely.
Bulls.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was. It's just like Dwayne Wade, but different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So that's how it works.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now we're rolling on into, now again, just for people to realize this, if you know, just so you know, this will just basically be, it's not a top five, this is 10 through 6. So for all you jobbers out there watching or listening to this, just so you understand, you know, I say jobber in a jocularity fashion, that's what I do.
Stop!
So
in a loving way.
Yes. So number seven, what do you have there, Seth?
I got Mean Dean Ambrose at number seven.
Really?
I know. It was a tough list, and like, you know,
it's a tough list. It is a tough list.
Like, as far as positioning, because Dean's had a great year.
He has a great year.
Yeah.
And, dude, I'm gonna be honest, I don't have him on my list.
All right.
Captain made surprise eyes.
That's surprising too. I mean,
that's actually a new thing I just invented on the show.
Surprise eyes.
Surprise eyes.
I think it should be a segment.
You got to trademark it.
We need Andy to make a surprise eyes.
Put Captain with his eyebrows up.
Yeah, I did something surprise.
T-shirt there.
And he'll also do this thing. He'll do this. He'll go,
oh.
Like if something's like a shock and awe moment. Oh. Like
you know what I haven't done in a while? Uh-oh.
Yeah, he does.
I haven't done that in a while.
He always do the uh-oh. He always did the uh-oh.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, again.
Happened a lot.
Dean's the champ. Dean busts his ass in the ring.
Yes.
And he's got high intensity.
Yes.
Crowd loves him.
Yes.
I mean, he's bringing it.
Hey, look, like I said, he's got all the attention on him, and sometimes it's hard to succeed with that because there's pressure. And I'm telling you, he's got pressure every night, but he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. His in-ring work for me is good. It's not great. Okay, I'm being honest. And I respect the man for what he's done in his career, and I know he's an old-school guy, too, but I'm just keeping it real. I think his in-ring work is good.
I agree with you.
I wouldn't call it great.
But he brings it he brings it to the best of his abilities.
He does. He brings his intensity.
He's not as gifted as Seth Rollins. He's not as gifted as Roman Reigns.
I know that, but he's given the opportunity, and he's fortunate to get that opportunity for someone who might be a little bit limited compared to Seth Rollins athletically, compared to a Kevin Owens athletically. Kevin Owens, deceivingly, is a phenomenal athlete.
No doubt.
For a man the size he is.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
He's incredibly agile.
Insane. So, but look, I'm not throwing a flag on the gimmick of Dean Ambrose being your number seven. I'm not throwing a flag on him. I'm just saying I don't have him on my list. And that might be surprising. And Captain did surprise eyes, SE, as we call it now.
Oh, I'll have to get a little Doug going. Surprise eyes.
Or a song like, what was that one song? Some eyes.
Private Eyes by Hall & Oates.
I think that's it.
Instead of Private Eyes,
Surprise
Eyes. Can we play that so we can pull that out of the podcast? Seth loves that.
Yeah, sure. It'll sound great.
Legal, line one, legal.
Oh, wait, here it is, here it is. There it is.
Yeah, there's a song, Surprise Eyes. Yeah. Yeah. Captain made the Surprise Eyes. He gets surprised and he makes them surprise. This is the Morning Zoo Fantasy Draft. We do the Morning Zoo. Yay. Yes, that's what happens here, Seth.
Wow.
It's a Morning Zoo.
Taz, by the way.
That's what we do.
One day I'm going to tell my grandchildren I was here.
We work very hard here.
And they're going to say, who?
What? Who?
What?
We know the guy with the beard has a big famous show now, Grandpa, but that other wrestling guy, he broke down. What happened to that other guy? Where the hell is he at? All right, so what are we at? Seven?
Number seven, yeah.
Good, Cap.
Number seven, I got Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
It's great to see him as TNA champion again, and he looks like he can go for a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. Seth, who'd you have at your seven again?
Mean Dean.
Yeah, Dean. Yeah, because I have an attention thing. So, look.
You know, the thing is interesting how this list has changed over the time since we started.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Our lists have completely changed.
Well, back when. Who'd you say again, seven?
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, Lashley. Okay, we talked a lot about Lashley. I mean, no problem there. But, you know, way back, like, Captain, check this out. Like, during the Human Podcast Machine days, when Seth was working on the show, we were doing the... I know he loves when I bring up your history. So, when we were doing that... No, the Captain, he cares. He does.
No one cares.
Yeah, so he... So...
I love you, Captain.
So the thing is... What happened was, dude, Seth... It was his idea to say, hey, look, I don't think that you should be doing... With just a top 10 current wrestlers, just top 10 wrestlers, and move on. That was what I wanted to do. He's like, no, it changes all the time, and he's right.
Once every 6 months.
Yeah, you were right about that. So
changed a lot.
You had two good ideas the whole time you worked on the show.
What were they?
Two. You had...
I did?
What were they?
Yes! I had good ideas.
You had...
thank you, I'm out.
No, hold on, wait. You had... let me think. You had... It'll come, you named Hump Day Promos. That was a big deal.
I did.
You came up with that
And
name.
The Rock said it. It was great.
And The Rock did not put you over. Yeah. Rock did not.
He said Hump Day Promos.
He did say Hump Day Promos. But he did not put you over.
I felt like he put me over right then. It's like, thanks, Rock.
No jobber.
Hey.
So
Central Intelligence was excellent.
That was your one good idea. Your other good idea was the one I just talked about, where you said we should not just do current wrestlers once.
All right. There's one more you're forgetting. Yeah. I did name a TV podcast.
Forgot
that's
about
pretty good.
That
was good. And then, you know, it's funny. It's a quick story about this. And
wait, you named that?
He actually did.
Yes. I feel so good right now. I'm so glad I'm here. No, but a quick story about Human Podcast Machine. Then somebody texted Taz. Taz was teasing that he has a podcast starting, and some guy wrote Human Podcast Machine. And Taz wrote, he sent me a question mark. How does he know? I was like, it's not the most genius idea. Other people would think of it. It was good, but, you know, someone else could think of that, too. You're the Human Suplex Machine. Just boom, podcast.
No, you stooged it off. That's what happened.
I did not stooge it off. Get out of here. Some random Twitter guy in his basement mentioned it, and
I've talked about it on the show many times. That you have many Twitter accounts. And a lot of Twitter hate I get is from you. And it's he does, Cap. He has fake accounts.
Various accounts.
He does all the time.
What else am I going to do with all my free time? All that free time
you're sitting in all these board meetings with all your fancy suits on.
B-O-R-E-D or B-O-A-R-D?
I don't know how to say it. I don't know. But, so you came up with the Human Podcast Machine name. Well, that wasn't successful. Hold on, let me look at this trophy. Human nice. Podcast Machine.
I presented you with
that. Camera 50. Oh, we can't do 51. Damn it.
Son of
51 is busy. So, so what else? You had three ideas. That was it.
Yeah.
All right, great.
It's pretty good.
Okay. We are up to number 6.
Oh, my God.
I'm
getting
nervous.
Did you give your number 7?
No. Some things just don't change.
Oh, remember that one show? We missed one.
We did. Did we miss one? It's horrible.
That was funny.
That must have been a fun edit afterwards.
can you imagine whose fault that was? That was my fault.
It's all Seth's fault.
I was a producer. It was my fault.
You can picture that happening now. The video comes. You're dressed differently. Edit number 7.
I just take old video and like move his lips.
Oh, my God. That was funny. All right. So I did not get my 7. And this will surprise you guys. He's an internet darling. He's a tremendous competitor. He's a former guest on the show. He's a friend of mine. But I have at 7, Finn Balor. And you guys think that's too, like he should be higher in the numbering?
No. I think it's good.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
No more A-bombs from A-Rod. He's not playing anymore.
I don't know what you're referring to. We don't hear these sounds. There's no sound effects. Why are you referring to the sound? There's no sound.
Is something wrong with your headphones? Do you ever take a look at them?
No, the sound effects stored downstairs. That stored downstairs. It bleeds through. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was getting John Sterling in my head. I'm sorry.
Okay, Finn. So, So, I got to go with Finn Balor there. I'm putting him at 7. Now, you get some people saying, oh, my God, you're crazy, Taz. What are you talking about? Look, it's not... Not that he lost the title to Samoa Joe at the NXT title. I know it's a work. I got it. It's not just that. I just feel, and I love Finn. I love the way he talks. I love when he does the demon character. I love when he just wrestles Finn Balor. I'm a huge fan of this guy.
You love his favorite wrestler?
Taz is his favorite wrestler, yes. So I tell you, man, I feel like it's not his fault that he was going to be moved into a high role on Raw right after he lost the NXT title in Lowell, Massachusetts to Samoa Joe. I feel like he was just about to get pole vaulted and they put the brakes on. And I think, and I've talked a lot about it on my show, people that are fans of the regular the Taz show, like I talked about a lot where when that video leaked out that they taped with the cell phone with the talent getting on the bus and he came off the bus, see you on Monday, whatever he said, I think that hurt. I don't think Vince cleared that. I'm saying that all the way through. I don't. By the way, I used the no pen that you got me.
You're welcome. There's another good idea.
You know what the captain, you know, you bought me this, and you always buy me gifts, and you know what the captain buys me?
What?
I never really received anything from the captain, to be honest with you, except kicking the nuts And
I give you headaches once in a while.
I get headaches from him. I get a look from him like he wants to kill me. And I really get nothing from him, ever. He's never given me one gift.
He does have some serial killer traits to him.
Well, he's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... so...
Yeah. Do you think they're trying to still figure out what they want to do with him? Maybe have him be part of the club or...
No!
Okay. That answers that.
No, no. I think they had to figure it out, dude. I do. I think they had to figure it out for Finn that he was going to do something with the club and all that. They had the Battle Club shirts and all this stuff. I mean, something happened. The brakes got hit, dude. You know, I don't know if Triple H said, nah, I want him to stay on NXT. I don't want him on Raw. And I know he's close with Triple H, Finn Balor, so maybe Finn wanted to do that.
But Finn, he's always said he likes it where he is.
Yeah. And I don't blame him. I mean, yeah. I would too. I mean, NXT's a great place. Jeez. It's awesome. Your creativity. You're not handcuffed. You know what I mean? So it's good. But anyway, Finn is my number seven, and that's it. So at seven, let me recap real quick.
Okay.
So at 10, I had Jay Lethal. Seth had Charlotte. Captain had Bray Wyatt. At 9, I had Seth Rollins. Seth here over here, the KFJ, he had Lashley, and the Captain had Adam Cole. Okay. At 8, I had EC3. Seth had Jay Lethal. Captain had Kevin Owens. And at 7, as I said, I just had Finn Balor. Seth had Dean Ambrose. Captain had Lashley. And also similar names in this 10 through 7 so far. You notice that?
A couple.
Except me. My stuff's different.
Because you know this business better than we do.
Nobody. You guys are not even in my world. You're lucky to even be here. You know that.
I feel lucky.
Yeah. You don't look it, but you feel it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right. What do we have at 6 here, Seth? What do you got?
Me?
I'm up. Yeah, get your phone. Take your time. One time, Mike Tenay got pissed that he was looking on his phone. Remember that one time he got mad?
Yeah.
You were looking at your phone.
I thought it was like researching or something. Yeah. I just had my list on a note.
We used to accuse him of. This is like
cheating.
This is like reminiscing of Fancy Dress. You like this, Cap? Cap's like, why am I even here?
That sounds like a whole other special that needs to be done.
Yeah, it's like.
Reminiscing. Oh, yeah.
It's like reminiscing of a. Remember that one time? Yeah, no. Nobody, Mike Tenay thought he was, because I would get on Seth.
They call me the Googler.
He would Google.
Yes.
Now it's evolved.
Like the worst villain in the history of villains.
And me and Mike would just flog him and beat him. Like, what? It was tough. It was tough for him. He was doing a show with two credible guys, and then he was here.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Exactly. And the show just went up just a whole other level.
I went to a whole level. Yeah. Oh, people love the Fancy Jeffs. They miss them. Yeah, they miss you too, pal.
Love you all.
Yeah, they love you too. All right, what do we have? 6 here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I have Nakamura, number 6. This guy is, he's just oozing charisma.
Yes.
I mean, he started the year in Japan at a high level there.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
And he took over NXT. I mean, like, he is he's a whirlwind. And I look forward to seeing him fighting Finn and fighting Samoa Joe. And
I absolutely agree.
And can't wait for him to... I think the sky's the limit for Nakamura. I mean...
Well, just recently they did on NXT, they did Finn Balor versus Nakamura.
Yeah.
Just recently, and amazing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I agree. What do you got, Cap, at 6?
Number 6, I got someone who has built up really nicely all year and just had a huge moment, Matt Hardy.
Wow, well done, my friend. I'm very impressed with that. Well done, Captain. Well done. Very good. See, I don't expect much out of the Captain. When he does something like that, I'm very impressed.
Joey Jojo!
That's why I keep telling you, low expectations and you'll be happy.
That's unbelievable.
No expectations and you'll be even happier.
Oh, my God!
So,
Captain.
So the thing is, I'm with Seth on this. At 6, I got Nakamura. So we both had the same guy. Look, Nakamura, totally agree everything you said about him. And also the connectivity, I talk about that a lot, that a guy like Nakamura has with the audience for a guy who's, you know, he speaks a little English, not bad, but not, you know, he don't speak the King's English like me or you or that guy. You know what I mean?
Or Brooklynese.
But the Matt Hardy I like at 6. All right, so that's it. So there's that's 10 through 6 for this episode here.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
That's
it? No, but this is part one. Part uno, bro.
Part deuce. I got to do this again?
Yeah, you got to come back and do it again, and I'll even let you wear the same clothes. How about that? So, you got to come back.
I'm going to change.
No, you don't have to change.
Oh, no, I'm changing.
It's like doing TV tapings on SmackDown. You got to change your shirt. Why? It's the following week. I go, Vince, do you really think people know what I wore?
Wait. Yes, you? Yes, because you were bright orange yeah. jackets. Yeah, they
he
know
goes,
you were.
This is what Vince said. It doesn't matter what people think. I know you didn't change. That's what he said. How's
oh,
that?
He gave The Rock that line.
Yeah,
huh?
He did.
It doesn't matter
it
what
doesn't
you
matter
think.
What you do. Right. 5-1 on Thursday. So it's like part one, part two. Hey, the Taz Show's on vacation this week. We're giving some content. Right?
You're welcome.
So it's all good. We get 10-6. Hopefully people like this. Okay, for the Seth over here, the KFJ, and for the Captain, I'm Taz. And this is a special, just a fancy draft of the Taz Show. And we'll be back on Thursday. Make sure you check it out. Bye-bye.
I have friends, now my circle is getting smaller. All these people acting fake, man. And to be honest, I don't even have a top 10. Me against the world, I've been doing what I really love. Haters been hiding behind the screen, man, they movie cuts. And when I'm back at home, it never feels the same. Cause we've been doing our own thing, trying to stay up. I wanna go back to days with no grades. We ordered the kids meal, play ball, that's all day now. I'm stuck looking at this Instagram page, but these likes on my picture don't result in getting paid now. I've been wondering where the party at, cause all of my concerns got me wondering where they got the Bacardi at. So going for another drink just to get away. We gotta live it up, Carolina here to stay.
I'm hoping I won't let you go. My heart in the city.
Back since I was shooting hoops, new with shoes, you know what I've been going through, and it's for the team. No, I go for my dreams. I've been on tours and